Turning the recorder on, so we will record this
Okay.
for the minutes. First thing we'll do is we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves, and then you'll have your time to let us know what you think the value is and why
Okay.
you think it should be there. And then the board will deliberate. We'll go into recess and deliberate, and then we'll send you a results agreements notice by certified mail in the next couple
Okay.
weeks. Okay? So let's go around the room and introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert
Okay.
Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Okay, nice to meet you all.
And
your name?
I'm Aaron Potter.
All right, and this is for 72 Cliff Road.
That's correct, 72 Cliff Road.
All right, so you have the floor, Aaron.
Okay, well, I'll try to remember everything I wrote. By chance, do you have the email that I sent with the
Yes.
different? Okay, great, because that's the main points that I have there. The main one is that there's a road that goes in front of my shoreline, and so I don't, it's not like direct shoreline because of that road, and so it's broken off from where my house is at and everything. Let's see. The other things are the property's all considered frontage because of where the house is built, I think, too. And so it limits where I can build. There's cliff everywhere. There's lots of cliff. So because of the frontage and the places I cannot build, it really limits when you take into account the cliffs as well that I have there. And so most of the 5 acres is not buildable. I also have three culverts that merge onto the shoreline. And so it's always wet down there too when it rains. Like all the water from the higher elevations just gets, dumped right on my shoreline as well. And so that makes it not ideal. Let's see. The house itself we built in 2016, and I'm just really just trying to keep costs down, and so it's all builder grade. Like, we use bamboo flooring. It's not hardwood by any means, and the bathrooms are all shower inserts and things like that. We didn't do tile in the shower or anything like that, so that probably affects the value of the actual home as well. Let's see. Let me look at some of my other points. Oh, we have most of the road for Cliff and Grandview is also on my property, and that's all right of ways for all our neighbors to use as well. And that's part of the 5.2 acres is that as well. So there's lots of road on my property. The three different homes that sold in the last few years that I used as comparisons, I think they're fairly decent comparisons. The acreage isn't quite as big. I tried to find the largest acreage I could. They're all around 1 acre, maybe slightly more or so, but they're all direct lakeshore. And again, mine has a road that goes on my lakeshore. So, and they all sold, anywhere from like 750 to like 1 million over the past few years. So that's the best I could do for comparisons. Any questions?
Yes. You
Yes.
indicated that there's a shared boat ramp
Oh, yes, thank you for bringing that up.
and
I
that your
forgot.
shoreline is not private. Do your neighbors also use your shoreline for other than the boat ramp?
No, the boat ramp, they use it for the boat ramp.
Okay.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, there's like, 15 homes back in that area that use it, that have access to it.
Okay. And then it looks like you have a long driveway off Cliff Road.
Yes, I do.
Is
Oh,
that gravel or paved?
It's gravel. It's Nothing gravel. Is paved back in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
On one of the maps I have, Aaron, it looks like your house is on the property, over the property line. You see that?
Yeah.
No, that must not.
So that the map must be wrong.
That could be just the scaling between the Esri aerial photos and the actual property lines or the tax maps.
Yeah.
There's a scaling issue that's been there. It's been like that for 20, 30 years since they started doing that.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay, yeah, the house is close to that property line, but there's enough room to spit there too.
Okay.
Just in that corner.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Concerns? All right, any other comments, Aaron, before we deliberate?
With my email, it states all the points in there. I apologize if I missed some. I try to get this rescheduled. I know it's pretty difficult to reschedule. So if this worked out, I mean, you call me at a good time when I'm walking through. I'm just in line to get through the security checkpoint. So it worked out okay. So I appreciate all your time.
All right. Well, thank you for understanding with the scheduling. Appreciate that. And this is you. Your email had great evidence, so.
Okay, great. Very, wonderful. Very good I appreciate stuff. That. Thank you.
And so we're going to deliberate now, so we'll hang up the phone. And what we will do, the town will send you by certified mail a result agreements notice with whatever the board decides. It'll be in the next couple weeks. By state statute, we have to have it out before 14 days at the close of the hearings. So that will probably, it's within like probably about 4 weeks from now, but you should receive something from us in a week or two.
Okay. I'm a free check. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Safe travels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
I appreciate it. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye.
It is rough down there.